Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivastani Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
The nature of these Bhagavatam classes in the morning is that they almost go on parallel to our seminar texts on the life of teaching and teaching of Srila Prabhupada. Here we say that Krishna assures his cowherd boyfriends that he would go to search for the lost calves. They wouldn't have to go personally. There is a Krishna Leela which is giving a very nice analogy. Yes, very nice insight into this. See, once it happened that the cows had left Krishna, being allured by fresh grasses, and they came into a forest. And all of a sudden a demon appeared there on the spot in the form of fire who burnt the high dharba grass so that the cows found themselves in the trap of fire.
Koji je spalio svu travu, kako su se te krave našle u jednoj znanosti pasline.
In great anxiety, they called out for Krishna.
I u velikoj teskobi su zvali Krishna.
This is an analogy for our own situation.
To je analogija za našu situaciju.
We all have come into the forest of material enjoyment because we were allured by the fresh grasses of sense enjoyment, just like the cows who came into the forest.
I mi smo svi došli u ovaj materijalni svijet uživanja samo zato što smo bili zbunjeni ili privučeni svežom travom materijalnog uživanja, upravo kao krave.
It might be very difficult for you to see how you are in a forest fire, how this comparison can be given.
Možda je teško za vas da shvatite kako se upoređuje to sa šumskim požarom.
Maybe we can understand a picture where it says we are like in the desert of material existence. Because sometimes we feel like being in a desert, all alone, although there are many people around us. But why fire? The reason is manifold. One fire is burning inside your stomach. It always has to be given food. Always burning. When that fire stops, you die. This fire of digestion keeps gathered there, sweat is coming. The food you take in is transformed in energy. It's really like a motor which gets fresh diesel. And it burns and burns and burns until it burns your body out.
i ta vatra gori, 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 dok celo vaše telo nesta gori.
That's one fire.
To je jedna vatra.
We are all fire machines, fire engine.
Mi smo svi kao vatrena mašina.
Have you ever thought about this?
Ne, vatreni inženjeri. Da ste nekada razmišljali o tom?
It's an interesting thought, isn't it, David? What do you think?
Interesantna zamisla, Davide, šta ti misliš?
So, next fire is the fire of desire.
A druga vatra je vatra želje.
Have you ever thought about this?
Da li ste nekada mislili o tome?
Always one has a desire.
Uvijek osoba ima neku želju.
One wants to finish his school.
Osoba želi da završi svoje školovanje.
Yes. One wants to go to India.
Osoba želi da ide u Indiju.
One wants to marry.
Osoba želi da se oženi.
But wants to have a spiritual master.
Osoba da ima duhovnog učitelja.
Initiation.
Inicijaciju.
One wants to eat prasadam in the morning.
Hoće.
There's always something one wants. Have you ever thought about this? The fire of desire is burning the whole life. In this way we find ourselves surrounded by the fire of material existence. Each of our senses is ablaze.
Svako naše čulo je plamen.
Inside there's a fire.
Iznutra postoji vatra.
In our mind there's a fire.
U našem umu je vatra.
We are fully in the fire.
U potpunosti smo u vatri.
Congratulations.
Čestitam.
Now we need the water.
Sada je potpuna voda.
Of Krishna's mercy.
Krishna's milosti.
Yes. So when the cows found themselves surrounded by the fire, they screamed out, Nastragi Krishna! Yes. Please save us. And Krishna again appeared, just like he had done many times, to save his devotees from forest fires. And swallowed the fire.
I Krishna je kao ljudak pojavio se na tom mestu i spasao kraja tako što je probutao taj šumski požar.
When will we start calling out?
Kad ćemo mi početi da vičemo za Krishna?
Nas, dragi Krishna. Please save us.
Molim ti spasi nas.
When?
Kada?
After 20 years.
Za 20 godina.
After 20 lifetimes.
Kroz 20 života.
After 20 million lifetimes?
Kroz 20 miliona života.
Or will we learn it soon?
Ili ćemo uskoro to da shvatimo.
But Krishna, he hears the quality of the crying.
Ali Krishna čuje i način na koji mi zovemo njega.
It's not that the Mechanitsky, you cannot call Mechanitsky.
Ne može da se desi mehanički.
Yes. Good. So, well, first let us cry out for Prabhupada, and this is now where the, about the seminar. Yes. Now, I hope you remember, Prabhupada had this serious attack by Maya, which was manifesting in the form of a heart attack. And he was not able to cure it in America, and therefore he decided to return to India, where there was sun. He went from San Francisco to New York, and from there he flew to Delhi. Now the last evening he spent with the devotees in San Francisco was a very heart-rendering evening. The devotee, many devotees wanted to be initiated by him. And because he saw them so seriously desiring this, he took on all. Prabhupada in the very beginning had a very gracious standard, or merciful standard. Once a person who was coming to his lectures raised his hand and said, Prabhupada, yes? He said, can I be initiated by you? And Prabhupada asked two questions. Who are you? I am an eternal servant of Krishna. Who is Krishna? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada, being pleased by these two answers to his questions, accepted this person as his disciple and initiated him. Would you have known these two answers, Boban? Maybe we should have asked. I know that there are many of you who want to be initiated when Sri Vishnupad comes to Beograd in a few weeks. Maybe I should have asked all of you. Then I would have written back to Vishnupad. Boban said, when I asked him, who is he? Anyways, now you know the answers. Then Prabhupada flew from San Francisco to New York to catch his plane to Delhi from there. And when he was sitting in the lounge, you know, waiting lounge, he called the different devotees before him and embraced them all. Rupanuga Prabhu reports, I never thought he would call also me forward. And he, when he embraced me, he embraced me very tightly, like a young man. I felt so light and also so pure. Because they thought Prabhupada would go to India to die. They thought this was their last opportunity. And the Matajis, Prabhupada also called the Matajis, and he patted them on the head like this. Yes. The Matajis, Plajan. Yes, Plakale. Everyone Plakale. But soon, when Prabhupada was, there was a letter coming from Prabhupada from India. This letter went around the movement like wildfire. He said, Vrindavan is for inspiration only. Our real field is the Western world. But his voice went, Nash General is becoming fit for the new battles. He has not given up. He is not going to die. and for the first time they started to sleep again proper night, properly. Because they were in great anxiety. So then after a couple of months Srila Prabhupada returned and he was very happy to see how his movement had spread in the meantime. When he went there were only two or three centers, but when he returned there were six centers. And many of his disciples say that when Prabhupada returned this time from India, that's when the movement really started to pick up, so to say, the spreading of the movement. Now the Hare Krishna explosion started. A pure devotee is empowered and he can empower his followers to do great works. Please consider the example of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his journey through South India. When Srila Prabhupada Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw someone, he requested him to chant Hari Hari and embraced him. And they were, when they went home, fully invested with spiritual energy, everyone who came in contact with them also began to chant Hari Hari. The way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initiated devotees, gave initiations, was just by embracing someone. Or just by seeing them. They were initiated into spiritual life and chanted the holy names of the Lord with great ecstasy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur talks of this spiritual potency or Bhakti Shakti and says it is composed out of the pleasure potency and the samvit, the knowledge potency. He said, says Lord Krishna or the pure devotee can mercifully bestow these combined potencies upon any man. Being thus empowered or endowed with such potencies, one becomes an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. It's not so easy to become a pure devotee of Krishna on one's own. Medyutim, it is very easy if one is empowered. Just like it is not so easy to, you know, make a lot of money. But if someone just writes us a check, $20 million, then it's very easy to become a rich man. Because you are, so to say, empowered with a certain potency, that is to draw out of the bank this amount of money. In the life of Arjuna, we find an example of someone who is empowered. I've just heard when Shri Krishna married his wife Mitravinda, he had to pass a test by fighting with 7 bulls who had the power to fight with 10,000 mad elephants. They were as strong as 10,000 mad elephants, each bull.
Kada je Krišna trebalo se oženi sa svojom kraljicom Mitralindom, onda je morao da položi test da se bori sa 7 likova, od kojih je svaki bio jak, toliko da se mogao boriti sa 10,000 pobesnelih slonova.
The test was that only someone who would be able to bind these 7 big bulls would be eligible for marriage to Mitravinda.
I pravilo se sastojalo u tome da samo osoba koja bi mogla da ukroti svih 7 tih divnih ogromnih tikova, on bi odjedanput on bi mogao da dobije ruku u Mitravinde.
Imagine Gogopal, you had would have to fight with 7 bulls before you can marry. And bind them. In very times this was made. This was like the test. And someone who would not be successful, he would sometimes they would be killed, you know.
They
came with romantic desires, but then boom. So Krishna conquered these 7 bulls. But later, all the princes and kings who also wanted to marry this Mitravinda came and they fought a battle. They wanted to fight with Krishna. So Krishna blew his conch shell. Much nicer. Yes. And this was heard by Arjuna, who was in Hastinapura. This is a long, long way, many kilometers away. But he immediately appeared on the scene. He said, Krishna, let me fight with the kings. As long as the servant is there, the master has not got to do anything. I think I made a mistake. I said Mitravinda, it was Nagnajiti, or her name was also Satya Devi. Satya said, yeah, it is not possible that one or even two can fight with these armies, these huge armies of the kings. Well, said Krishna, let Arjuna do. He's expert. And then Arjuna went in the middle of the battlefield, all alone. There was an ocean of armies. He has said to Krishna, just watch, it is fun to see. Then all the armies from all the sides begin to came towards him and covered him totally, like the sun, which is sometimes covered by dark clouds. And it was not possible to see anything, because it was all over Arjuna, everywhere were arrows, you know, flying, the whole sky was dark. All of a sudden, from the midst of them, a river of blood started, which came by huge like Donav. There were heads and arms. It really looked shocking. People were swimming in there. Yeah. Was coming with great force from the army. And then the greatest warriors started to flee the battlefield. And Arjuna was standing alone on the battlefield. And he called to these great warriors like Jarasandha, Shushupal, I mean really the heavy ones, these were not just some small timers, but yet, what happened with you? You were so enthusiastic to fight. It would have been better, you would have been born as rats and stayed in your holes. But this is not Kshatriya. This is nothing what you are doing. Won't you please come back now? They were going, come on, I'm alone. What is the problem for you? Krishna was just laughing. And then they were returning. They couldn't tolerate this world. And then Arjuna just finished them all. Alone. This was because Krishna had empowered him. The potency of the Lord was working through him. Later we hear, when Krishna had left the planet, Arjuna had no potency even to fight with a few thieves. You can read about this in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is described that Lord Krishna or his pure devotee can empower someone to do great works. Thus, the Lord's followers are able to preach Krishna consciousness by His divine grace, by Krishna's divine grace. You might have heard or you might have wondered, why do we address why do we address Srila Prabhupada and also our own spiritual master as His divine grace?
Tu možete da sada postavite pitanje zašto mi, na primjer, u stvari tu možete razumjeti zašto mi nazivamo naše duhovno učenje Šrila Prabhupada sa njegova božanska milost.
You might have wondered, it's a nice address, but what does it mean? What is behind it?
Vi možete se pitati, to je lep naziv, ali šta je stvari iza
toga? His divine grace means that Krishna is the mercy of Krishna. His is Krishna's, Krishna's grace. And by Krishna he is empowered to do one to save us. Now for all of the devotees who are in this movement for Krishna consciousness, they also need to be empowered in order to spread the movement effectively.
Partije koji su u ovom pokretu moraju isto da postanu opanošeni kako bi mogli da prošire ovaj pokret svesnosti Krišne.
A good devotee, he pleases his spiritual master and by the current of the Guru Parampara he gets this pleasure and knowledge potency.
Dobar bhakta, on zadovolji svog duhovnog učitelja i zbog toga on dobija tu snagu kao strujna povezan sa Guru Parampara.
Yes, just like our Bhakta Jelenko Bhaktivedanta, no one ever thought that he would be able to distribute even one piece of paper. And I asked him, "You're distributing books, how is it going? You're not too shy or something?" No, he said, "It's all right, it's going. Not so many, but it's going." Soon we will have to call him Bhakta Lion. So certainly he's a little, even a little bit empowered. He's a little bit empowered. We are waiting until Sudarshan will distribute. Yes. Even Bhakta Lath can do. Bobanan can take you out and teach you everything. Or Pandu, or all Sankirtan leader Iveshvara.
No.
They can teach everyone. Yes. So this spreading of Krishna consciousness can only go on by this divine potency. Prabhupada soon received letters from all over the world coming in to New York, where people said that they had heard the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and they were very enthused by it. Prabhupada had brought this chanting of the holy name and people all over the world were feeling the potency. Like yesterday, one of our guests said, "Since I'm chanting, I'm experiencing so much energy." One of these people who had benefited from the chanting were George Harrison and John Lennon from the famous Beatle group. George Harrison and John Lennon had been in Greece for holidays and they were swimming in the ocean in the boat, you know, they had a boat and they had a little banyo and they chanted for 6 hours in the boat the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Yes, and they ordered 100 long playing records of the Hare Krishna chant, the Hare Krishna happening album. Krishna conscious, what is it? The Krishna consciousness album it was called, yes. Hundred, yes. So they were distributing them to their friends. So it seemed that now the world was ready for a larger expansion of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada soon called three Grihastha couples and asked them to go to London. London meant something. The English people had conquered India. But now, like a perfect general, Prabhupada made a plan how to conquer the English people with Krishna consciousness. Now he called all of his he called the devotees together, the three household couples, to empower them in Krishna consciousness so that they would be able to carry on his work in London. And that was a very interesting meeting, which I will tell you next time. No, honestly, it's now 5 minutes past the time. Next window we have another chance. This evening we are in Nish, and then tomorrow morning I will tell you. Please come. It's very interesting. It's totally different than you think. So do you have any questions up to now?
Jeste da pitam juče Maharaj na lekciji rekao da, da su molitve gospodina Narasimha delo namenjene zaštiti duhovnog učitelja. Da li se odnosi na namaste Narasimha ili nove molitve iz Šrimad Bhagavatam? I drugo, da li ovaj Šila Prapa duva pevanje namaste Narasimha ili sto kasnije Bhakti?
Mhm.
Mm-hmm.
Da li je to Šila Prapa duva dok je on bio?
Da, da, u kasnije. I kasnije. Yes,
Which prayers from Srimad Bhagavatam? Prahlad Maharaj, maybe?
There is also a fifth canto.
Yes, no, I don't remember. Om namo bhagavate narasinghaya namo namaste tejaste jaste avir avibhav and so on. Yes, I remember. Yes. I'm just thinking something else. One moment. Does any one of you have a camera?
Video camera?
No, no.
Just
the camera. Yeah, here? Not here. Can you bring it tomorrow and then we can photograph that the, you know, how the devotees are sitting? Maybe you can sit in the big, in the end. And then you make a photo. Is it a good camera or?
It's a good camera.
Madana Raja. But please bring your camera also, because Madana Raja Prabhu might be, you know, tomorrow morning, because we come late in the stable.
Stable
is our extra. Oh, really? Who is stable? Oh, very good. You can do tomorrow? The idea is there should be many heads. Yes. From the back, and the lecturer with the book should be there, the translator, and I need one for my slideshows where I explain how a day in Krishna consciousness looks like it. That I need a Bhagavatam class.
Yeah.
And our writer will become world famous tomorrow. So, our Bhakta Bhuvanan has asked a question. Yes. To my knowledge, Prabhupada gave this prayer Namaste Narasinghaya to the devotees at the time when he had a serious crisis in his health. And he said they should pray it so that he is protected.
I on je rekao da oni treba se moliti kako bi bio zaštićen.
And I remember in the first songbook, it was printed in Los Angeles from the temple. There it said, this prayer is meant for protecting the spiritual master.
I onda sveća da je u prvoj pesmarici koja je bila štampana, bilo napisano, ova molitva je namijenjena da se zaštiti duhovni učitelj.
But it is certainly also meant for the protection of the movement.
Ali to je također sigurno namijenjeno za zaštitu celog pokreta.
And it is also meant for the protection of the one who chants the prayer.
I također namijenjena za zaštitu osobe koja to peva.
It depends, you know, Lord Nrsimhadev, once he is there, he protects everyone. It depends also whom you see. So you can pray for your spiritual master. Like your spiritual master, you can pray, oh Lord Nrsimhadev, please take care that my spiritual master is not diseased. That there is no disease coming.
I mi možemo se molimo gospodine Stifare, volite na gospodine Stifare da moj duhovni štaj se ne razboli.
Like this.
He also asked this is standard for singing from that time on. Devotees introduce this or Prabhupada introduce this.
Yeah.
Namaste.
I cannot say, to be honest, I do not know. I have heard that there is a wonderful tape where Prabhupada teaches the devotees how to say and sing this prayer, but I cannot tell you about the exact time, I'm sorry.
Ne znam tačno kako je to se predstavljalo, ali znam da postoji jedna tačka na kojoj Šila Prabhupada uči na bakti kako da pevaju tu molitvu.
By the way, does anyone know where this tape is or what is the number of that tape?
Da li neko zna koja je to kaseta i da li neko zna koji je broj te
kasete? It's a beautiful tape. It's in the collection of Prabhupada, Šila Prabhupada's tapes.
To je jako divna kaseta, ona se nalazi u toj kolekciji Šila Prabhupada kaseta.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Yes. Yes, anyone else? Everything is clear. Now what will you do to become empowered? Do you feel there's a need? Or you are powerful enough, Girihari. Girihari is looking. Is there need?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So what will you do? Stand in the rain. Maybe the rain will empower you. That you grow faster. Send it to our spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada, he speaks in this connection of his god brothers who did not always do this. They wanted the buildings of the spiritual master. Temples. After he disappeared. And they got them. But they didn't get the potency to preach Krishna consciousness. We have to know what we want from our spiritual master. We just want a comfortable situation for ourselves.
Ako samo želimo komfortnu situaciju za nas,
we might get it.
Možda ćemo je dobiti.
we will maybe be able to reside in the comfortable Beograd temple. And eat Ganga Mai Jala, Ganga Jala Mai Prasaram. Become big. And sometimes break it to the bakery of Food for Life. And eat some slaki kuglica. But we will not feel happy like this. We have to do something. just to enjoy the facilities. We need active members, not sleeping members. Sometimes one has to say these things. Yes. So we must give up our desires for sense gratification and engage in some slujba. Then the Bhakta Jelenko or Bhakti Jelenko becomes Bhakta Lav or Bhakti Lav.
Jelenka?
Lavica, yes. Mahapati.
He heard the story how Srila Prabhupada was sent to this world by order of Krishna. So is there any other story that illustrates a relationship between Srila Prabhupada and Krishna in spiritual world?
Well, there is a one on the ocean, the story on the ocean. That Prabhupada was called back, but he didn't want to go. And yes, there's a story of Lochandas Thakur, which most probably you have heard. About the Senapati Vaishnav. You've heard? Maybe it is the story, Mahapati, where Narada Muni sees the state of the world and laments and comes to the spiritual world. Let us see. Tomorrow I want to tell this story. It's reserved for tomorrow. You have to wait one more day. Yes, for the Nrisimhadev Puja, the devotees have a little Ganesh deity and they offer to Ganesh. That is a fact. That is there in the puja regulations. Mm-hmm. you have read it properly. So thank you all very much. We will end our lecture here.
Srila
Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Bol,
Kirtimaan Vishwanathan Swami ki jai.